You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Quite a routine day today, but routine is good. I like routine. A little bit boring. Boring is also good. And on the JSE today, on a corporate front, there was quite a few things coming out. Cash Build in the last hour or so has come out with an operational update. Not much to talk about there. The share price closing more or less flat. But the Anglo-American stable has been quite active this morning with Anglo-American PLC, the parent company, coming out with its results, as well as Anglo-American Platinum, also with production updates there. And those shares, yeah, they're down, but that's sort of a general market condition rather than specific to the Anglo stable. Sasol also coming out with some stuff. Kumba Iron Ore is out tomorrow, which completes the Anglo-American story. But anyway, let's have a look now then at the spot prices and start with the currencies, as we always do, where the Rand is, yeah, it's nice and steady. Where everyone's waiting for the US Federal Reserve, of course, on Wednesday when it comes out with its interest rate announcement. So things are going to be fairly muted, I would have thought, between now and then. But for now, anyway, the dollar Rand is 16.81. The British pound against the Rand is 20.23. The euro Rand is 17.16. The euro dollar is 102.10, which has barely changed. The British pound, the pound's rallied a bit. It's up by about a third of a percent against the greenback to 120.35. Now let's have a look at the commodities. Yeah, under pressure today. The gold price is 17.18, which is down $9 an ounce. Platinum is flat at 8.63, and palladium is down $16 an ounce at 19.97. We really have got a Northern Hemisphere summer feel about the markets at the moment. When it comes to energy, let's have a look at the oil price. Oil price, yeah, it's been in the ascendancy today, as has natural gas. Let's have a look at the two types of crude that we look at. West Texas crude in the United States is $96.40 a barrel, which is 1.8% up. And Brent crude oil is $105.07 a barrel, up 1.8% as well. And natural gas, Nord Stream has turned itself off again, and they say it's because of maintenance, but we know it's not. It's 8.65, that thing, 4.25% higher. And all commodities sort of taking a lead from that as well, with wheat up nearly 2%, soybeans 1.7% higher. Everyone's seems to think that maybe we should have a look at commodities again, given what's happening to the energy complex. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield, that is 2.81% today. The South African 10-year was in the low 1040s earlier on today, but it's still slightly better. In other words, the yield falling 10.52% for that one. And Bitcoin, it's under a wee bit of pressure. When I say a wee bit, by 4.33% to the downside, 21,785. Let's have a look now at some of the movers on the JSE. On the upside on the local exchange, Telkom up 6.5% to R42.78. Karoo up 5.1%. Santam has gained by 2.3%. Omnia by 2.2%. And Vukile also 2.2% higher. On the downside, yeah, dominated by diggers, actually. Well, the first three are. And dominated by gold diggers. Goldfields down 6.85%. Harmony down 6.6%. Anglo Gold Ashanti a 5.3% loser. Ital Tile is a 3.6% downer, and Bidcorp also down 3.6%. The major indices finished the first day of the new week like this. Slightly soggy, nothing too dramatic. But anyway, the resources index was, it's recovered from what it was this morning when it was down around about 1%. Resources 10 index down a third of a percent. Industrial 25 down 0.8. Financial 15 index slightly weaker. The top 40 index, 61,433 on the close, down just over 0.5%, and down just under 0.5% is the All Share itself, 67,750. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.